It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a great bar, it's a great atmosphere, and if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not stay right here at the White Sands Hotel? Now, you can't come into our studio and stay here because it's usually under lock and key with security outside the door, but you can stay in any of the other rooms around the hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Migrant workers have been protesting at Leinster House. They've been asking the Justice Minister to change the rules around bringing their families to Ireland. Now, under current rules, somebody who is a migrant worker, somebody who was brought into the country in order to work, for example, in a hospital as a nurse or a carer, they work on general employment permits. So they can't automatically bring their kids or family with them, and they must wait at least a year, often up to 2 years, before applying to bring, say, for example, their children to this country. This lady, Bethel, is a healthcare worker from Zimbabwe, and her kids are still at home while she works in healthcare here in Ireland.
I lost my husband because of stress. Last year I was diagnosed with stress and depression, and now in August of this year, my husband died because of stress. He's been waiting for 3 years to be rejoined with his family, but it hasn't happened yet. So now it's my children all alone with the caregiver. So I'm not there as a mother.
So she's not there as a mother. Her kids are in Zimbabwe. Her husband has passed away, and she can't bring her kids to Ireland. Now, migrant workers also need to be earning over €40,000 a year to bring their children from their country of origin. Now, Dave Givney is from the Migrant Rights Centre, and he says it's a small ask from a key part of Irish society.
Only a couple of years ago, these were referred to as essential workers. And yet, at the end of the day, after they conclude their shift, they have to go home to an empty house, knowing that their children have to attend school or are living in another country somewhere else, but the Irish government will not allow them to live with them here.
So, that's what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter. And we'd like to get your opinions on this on 085 825 2626. So migrant workers, in many cases, by the way, headhunted with where the HSE will send recruiters off to the Philippines they advertise online trying to get nurses and doctors and everything else. Yeah. And then they bring them into the country, they employ them, they do a great job. Anybody who's ever had any connection with the HSE, any of our hospitals, any of our nursing homes, you will know that the place is absolutely full of migrant workers. Why? Because we need them. That's the reason they're there, because we desperately need them. And the question is, should they be allowed to bring their kids with them? It's a simple question.
And there's a couple of things here. First of all, as always, we put this up on our Facebook page to gauge opinion and stuff like that, and to get calls for the podcast. The absolute ignorance that came in from people. Mm-hmm. First of all, Facebook has the thickest people in the world. Literally thick as dog shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, half the people commenting think that migrant workers live in IPAS centres and they're asylum seekers. That's actually true. People are that thick that they think that.
Nope, okay? That's not true. Yep.
So just to reiterate what a migrant worker is as opposed to asylum seeker. An asylum seeker is someone who arrives here from their country of origin to avoid or claim that they're avoiding war. A migrant worker is an essential worker, someone that is needed. So as Adrian said, the health service, and this is who's protesting today, the health service would be a classic example. I think it's, is it 25% of the health service?
Nearly 25% of nurses and midwives directly employed by the HSE are from outside of Ireland. So a quarter of them.
So, and you will see that yourself. When you go into any hospital and you walk through a ward to visit a loved one, a family member or whatever, you will see that, you know, a fair percentage of the staff, the porters, the nurses, the doctors...
Are all migrants. Yeah. Are
not all migrants, but there's a fair percentage. Yeah. And they do an absolute brilliant job. And for those of you who have a problem with them, why don't you tell them that the next time you're in hospital? Because I saw some absolutely horrific comments online about them. So to those racist pricks, yeah? Those, you know...
Well, we got one message which really, really annoyed me, and it's from one of our regular listeners, and his name is Keith. He's a regular contributor.
I like Keith, but I don't
agree with Keith, I have to say, your message was absolutely grotesque. It's so vile. We will play pretty much anything on this podcast, but Keith, you really overstepped the mark today. You're just not getting it. The comments he made about people in our health service and
I think Keith was confusing asylum seekers with migrants.
Of course he is, but I even explained it to him in a message back to him, and he said no.
So a migrant worker is someone from the Philippines
who was basically headhunted and brought here to work in our health service.
So the biggest here are the countries that have the that provide the most migrant workers for this country: India. So you go into a hospital. I was in James's a couple of weeks ago visiting a family member. There was a lovely Indian nurse looking after my auntie in the hospital, absolutely attending to her every need.
Absolutely.
The Philippines, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Sudan, Pakistan. So they're all non-EU countries. So they're here on work permits, but they can only come on their own, meaning their husband can't be there, or their children, as we heard from the clip there, they can't be there. And all they are looking for, they're not looking for, and again, ignorance, pure ignorance. Oh, they're going to bring 150 cousins with them. It's a takeover. It's a takeover. They're forming an army. They're forming an army. They're not fucking forming an army. They're working in a healthcare, looking after your mother, looking after your grandmother, looking after your children. And anybody who has a problem there, you're ungrateful pricks.
Absolutely.
You're,
I agree.
Literally.
And so you expect these people from the Philippines to be working, tending to your every need when you're sick in hospital.
Working 18-hour shifts while you're sitting on your hole on the dole.
And meanwhile, they have to talk by FaceTime to their kids on the far side of the world instead of being able to bring them here.
Obviously, there has to be...
Sorry, if somebody can give me a reasonable answer to that.
Oh, you won't get a reasonable answer, I don't think.
Like, as I said, Keith, you really, really let me down today. You really surprised me with the tone and the vitriol.
Why don't you play Keith's message?
Because it's disgusting. Well, the word rape is mentioned in it. Like, for fuck's sake, Keith.
I don't know why that would be.
Seriously, man. Honest to God, we're talking about people...
Doctors aren't coming over. Actual doctors, and I know you all use the doctor. Engineers, actual doctors are not coming over here to sexually assault.
And nor are their kids.
So I think, here's my opinion anyway, a long-winded way of getting to it, but I think within reason, obviously, and by the way, this is, and Louise is saying, ungrateful prick, seriously, what about keeping our own medics here? And Louise, and that's coming quite a bit. My best friend is a medical professional and works in the United States, in the eastern coast of the United States. He doesn't want to come back here, Louise, because he has a life over there. He prefers it in the States.
Yeah, I know two people who are nurses in Australia.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a nurse in Australia.
And neither of them want to come home. Not because the money isn't as good here, because they have a lovely lifestyle over there.
So this belief, again, that there's doctors, Irish doctors and nurses and midwives and porters living who've left this country and they want to come back. Ireland's not that great that they want to come back. Like, my mate in America, that's his life over there. So this belief, we need to stop this belief and this assumption that all medical people, Irish people abroad, want to come home. They actually don't.
No, and there's also this narrative that the foreign people working in our health service are actually keeping the jobs from Irish people who've gone abroad.
Again, that's not happening.
It's not the truth. It is not the truth.
And there's no evidence to back that up. So, again, we look for an actual proper argument as to why they shouldn't. Now, I believe they should be able to have their partner here as long as their partner is prepared to work.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
And I think we all agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. So I think their partner should be allowed, and certainly their children.
Without a doubt. As I said, I want you to paint this scenario. A nurse in St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin.
We've all met this nurse, by the way.
She's in St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, which is where my mum was in her final days, and they were absolutely amazing. And there was one particular nurse who was Filipino, and she was brilliant. She was an absolutely fantastic woman.
I remember you saying that.
Now, I don't know if this woman had kids, but I want you to paint this scenario. She gets home from work at 6 o'clock in the evening, yeah?
Yeah.
And she has to wait up until 10 o'clock at night to make a FaceTime call to her kids at the far side of the world because it's tomorrow morning over there. And that's her communication with her children. A FaceTime call every day. How are you getting on in school? Blah, blah, blah. So that is just not right.
Keith would have to be believed that these children want to come over and sexually assault us. They don't, Keith. They just want to
be with their mammy.
They want to be with their mammy who's looking after your parents, Keith, in hospital. That's what they're doing. And again, send them home, send them home. If every single migrant worker in the healthcare system was to up and leave tomorrow and get on a big boat and go home, if you think your mother sitting on a trolley for 14 hours now is bad, she'd be sitting on a trolley for weeks and weeks and weeks. I know a lot of you don't want to believe this, and you can't stand the truth, but facts don't care about your feelings. The health service needs migrant workers to actually exist.
To function. And it would not function without them.
And without that, we are absolutely screwed. So deal with facts.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We'd love to hear from you.
And so do you think that between now and the end of this podcast, we will get someone with actually a valid argument?
I want to hear from one of you to explain to me why that nurse in St. Vincent's Hospital, who has two children at home in the Philippines, shouldn't be allowed to bring those kids over here. I want you to give me a good enough reason.
So the two kids are back in the Philippines with the father?
Yep. She's earning decent enough money here in Ireland.
That she wouldn't earn in the Philippines. Okay, so let's just, by the way, Keith's asked you to play that voice note. I don't think we should, to be honest, because it's, what is rapist?
Keith, I will play your voice note if you redo it and take that disgusting claim that foreign kids are going to be coming into this country to rape us. Like, seriously, piss off, man. I'm not playing that.
Okay, so it's a challenge we're looking for within now and the end of this podcast.
And somebody to give us a good enough reason why that nurse from St. Vincent's Hospital from the Philippines can't bring her two kids over here.
What harm is it going to do?
John has been on to us.
Yeah, I see what the comments there, and I see what you're saying, they're paying taxes. But here's the thing. Anybody come into this country and get a job in the healthcare system and then, you know, turn around and say, I want my family here. There has to be rules, laws and regulations, and they're being flaunted left, right and centre every day of the week, lads. That's why we have a fucking crisis the way it is today. That's why we have the problems that we have today. It's absolutely fucking shocking what's going on. Now, if this is overturned, and if they get there, where the fuck is everybody going to go? Where are we going to put everybody? Where's everybody going to stay? How is the health system going to look after them? How is the school infrastructure going to look after them? I don't get this, lads. I really fucking don't. Everybody's forgetting about this. We are a small little fucking island. We're a small island. We can't house everybody. We can't look after everybody. And I've been saying this all down through the years. I know they're not immigrants. I get that. But it doesn't matter if they're working or not fucking working. We can't look after everybody. This is fucking ludicrous, this. This is fucking madness, honest to God. Fucking like sardines there, and fucking, I was in a hospital there, just I want to mention, couldn't move in the kid, just couldn't move in it, just bodies everywhere. The health system is on the fucking ground. I don't know where this is going to end or where it's going to fucking stop. I really don't. I don't see it. There's going to be murder over this.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good, thanks.
John or Sean or whatever.
Yeah.
Very frustrating listening to him, because the feeling I get from his message is that he thinks that these family members are coming over to sponge off and they're going to be on the housing list. They're not, John, because the mother, as in that Filipino nurse, she is working full time. She is earning wages. Yeah. She's paying rent. She's not looking for handouts.
Yeah. Do you know, like, I've no problem with anyone bringing over their family. Of course I don't. It's their family. You know, it's like men and women from Ireland who go to other countries and say, right, I'm going to go over. I'm going to give it 6 months. Let's see how I get on over there. And then if I get on okay and I think it's fine, then I'll bring my family over. What's wrong with that? Now, I don't agree with them coming in and straight away getting medical cards, that's not going to happen. That they're not going to be put on housing lists. They're not going to be, they're going to come over and be supported by their family member. I have no problem with that. Absolutely no problem with that. Let's get families together. Isn't that what we've been trying to do? Aren't we saying that we want mother and children and everything come in this country?
Absolutely.
So what's wrong with that?
As you can hear, Angela, a lot of people are dead set against the idea. They believe that it's opening the floodgates. Now, my argument against that is, and let's talk about that nurse in St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. She's from the Philippines, and for argument's sake, she tended to my mom when my mom was in hospital in her final days, and she gave her amazing care. Two kids at home in the Philippines. And she will eventually get fed up. She will eventually say, I can't do this anymore. I have to go and be with my kids. And she will pack in her job in the HSE and she'll head back to the Philippines.
And your mother will be on a trolley for even longer. I'm talking about anybody's mother.
And that's the point I'm trying to make. Why should a mother with two young kids at home want to be apart from her children at the far side of the world? She wouldn't.
No, and exactly. That's what she's doing. She's over here. She'd be what? Is that an economic migrant? Migrant?
No. She's not an economic migrant. She is a migrant that is here because her services are required in this country.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So she's coming over here to make a better life for herself, a better life for her family, and helping out our country.
Correct.
So what's the biggest problem? What's the problem? It's all these people, once again, like I've always said it, I don't mind anyone coming into this country, whether they are from the Ukraine, whether they are from Nigeria, anything. If they come in here and they work in this country and they are contributing to society, I've no problem with that, you know. And as you said, the amount of doctors, nurses, lecturers, all of that coming over here. You're talking about our health system being up to its creek. Try and have it without all of them. Let's send them all home. Let's send all the doctors and the nurses home. Let's see how up to its creek we are then. Our health system has been like this for a lot longer than before the Ukrainians and illegal immigrants were coming in.
Okay,
and
so again, this family reunification thing is not to do with the military-aged, unvetted African guy who arrived into the country. He doesn't have any leave to stay, and he wants to bring his mammy and his granny and his aunties and uncles over with him. That's not what we're talking about here. That is not what we're talking about. We are talking about somebody who was headhunted. And by the way, the HSE regularly has headhunt operations all over the world.
They run expos all over the place.
And
they have to because our own aren't staying here. Our own fully qualified nurses and all that are leaving. So they have to headhunt. Tusla headhunt. All of the HSE, they all headhunt. Big companies headhunt. That's because they can't get the workers here. So that's what you have to do. And if you headhunt someone and they say, I'm going to give it 6 months to a year over here. Let's see how it goes. I'm doing great here. I have a house here and I want to bring my family over. What is the problem with that?
Okay, well, do me a favor and stay there for 1 second, because I asked Keith to redo his voice note, because I point blank refused to play the original message that he sent. It was just too vile.
Yeah.
Has he toned it down a bit?
A bit.
This is Keith.
Right, lads. The voice note was probably a little bit too bad, but the family reunification programme, it didn't work in Germany, it didn't work in France, and it didn't work in Sweden. What actually it did happen was, yes, they were doctors, they were engineers, but what came over to them weren't. What came over to them destroyed the streets. Grooming gangs, rapists, right? All under the name of family reunification. Now, we all know when people are around family, they're a lot more braver. When they come over here and you have NGOs telling them to flee, what do you think the gangs are going to do? What do you think, when their family member is at work, what do you think they're going to do? I'm not talking about kids. I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about adults that will take advantage of the situation, and they will come in. Now, people are going, like, say, it won't happen here, it won't happen here. It is happening here. It is happening. It has happened in other countries. Why are we turning a blind eye to what happened in other countries and not learning from it? Like what we used to do back in the fucking day. You learn from other people's mistakes and you'd know not to go anywhere near it. But no, we have fucking simpletons in fucking power now. Rogue politicians, as I said.
Well, Keith, you see... Oh, shut up, Keith.
For a paycheck.
Seriously. Keith, you still haven't given me an answer as to why that nurse from St. Vincent's Hospital, who has two kids at home in the Philippines...
He thinks her husband is a rapist. That's what he's saying. Which is so offensive,
it's disgusting, Keith. Why can that nurse, who might tend to your granny tonight, not be allowed to bring her two kids here into
Ireland?
And
my question as well, Keith, is if your mother, God forbid, ended up in hospital tonight in A&E, and that same nurse, the Filipino nurse, was looking after and, you know, taking her bloods that night, would you turn around to her and say, your husband and children don't deserve to be here? Why? Because I think your husband's going to come over and rape women. By the way, all medical staff coming here have to be guarded vetted. So medical staff...
This nurse that we're talking about...
She's getting a lot of her time.
Yeah, she is. Working in St. Vincent's Hospital is guarded vetted.
Of course, she has to be. So she's guarded vetted. Why is he obsessed with,
I don't know.
That everybody wants to rape people?
Keith, I have to say...
Not everybody wants to rape your
brain really needs a wobble, honest to God. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
That was a lot to take in from that voice message, lads.
It was.
As much as I think he is a screaming racist, I do agree with him on some points.
Okay,
like, you have to look at the rest of Europe and like the problems other countries are having, and we're not learning them. We are bringing in thousands and thousands.
Let me stop you there. Let me just stop you there. There is literally, because I've looked this up, there is no evidence that says that the immigration problem was brought on by family members of medical professionals. There's no evidence of that.
No, never said that.
Whether you like it or not, we have imported a lot of people that don't want to integrate and don't want to work. That's not what we're talking about here. Like,
that's why I'm going to go back to the point now. If you just take a breath, Jeremy, pull your little knickers up. Right, this reunification thing, right? How long do the nurses have to wait to bring their families over?
2.5 years.
What is the fucking problem with that?
Do you want to be separated from your kids and your family for 2.5 years? Do you?
Well, if I go to a country, right? Now, hang on, you asked me a question.
You're about to say if you go to a country. The fact is, this country of ours, yeah, travels abroad to the Philippines, to India, you name it. We put on expos encouraging people to come and work in the Irish Health Service. We're begging them to come and work. But we're saying to them, come on and work in Ireland, but you have to leave the kids there now. Say goodbye to your children. Bye-bye. Leave them there.
Lads, Angela made a point there a minute ago. We can't keep our people here. They're going away. Why are Irish nurses not fleeing the country?
They're not fleeing the country.
That's what Angela said. Angela said all their people are gone.
Let me give you an example. I know a nurse who recently qualified, okay? And she is going to work a year here in Ireland because she wants to get some experience as a nurse. And she'll be working in the Mater Hospital in Dublin for the next year. But she has already planned to go to Australia. Not because she doesn't like Ireland, because her whole family is here. She wants the experience of living in sunshine and lovely weather and everything else at the far side of the world. She wants that experience.
People think that immigration and migration is all because of economic issues. It's not.
This particular girl who's 23 wants to try Australia.
Some people just want to live in different countries. That's okay. You know,
I know some nurses that left this country because they a year or two after working in the Dublin hospitals, they said they're not appreciated, not paid enough, and they just don't get anything done.
Okay, but the people that do that same job, as in that Filipino nurse in Vincent's, who's working 16-hour shifts or whatever, all she wants to do is have her children with her, and you're saying no.
I have nothing but respect for the girls that come and the fellas that come here and work.
So why can't she have her kids? Why can't she have her two kids here?
Stop showing them, I'll answer you, Jamie. Whether you like it or not, they came here on a work visa.
Correct.
The work visa does not cover your whole fucking family, your granddad, your 13 cousins,
Grannies and granddads and cousins and everything else. We're talking about, and I'm using this example of the Filipino nurse who has two children back in Manila, and she would love to be able to bring her her kids here, to share her life here, rather than...
And she can do that in 3 years' time.
It's too long. Why not now?
Whether you like it or not, some of these nurses are living in fucking single bedrooms all over Dublin. And I know for a fact, two of them that are. When they come here, and they come here to work for the 3 years, then they bring their families over. If they're not bringing them immediately, and they can't fit into a one bedroom, where the fuck are they going to go?
Okay, Angela, what about that point? We don't have space for this nurse to bring her kids from the Philippines or Uganda or wherever it is.
How does he know that? How does he not know that that nurse is not renting a home? How do you know?
I'm not talking about the nurse. I'm talking about two nurses that I know of that are in single bedrooms in houses. They're renting a single room.
Well, I know of four nurses that are living over here and brought their families over. It didn't put anybody out. What's wrong with that? And Trevor, what you have to realise is, it's not like these women turned around and said, oh, do you know what? I'm going to go to Ireland and I'm going to do this. They were headhunted. So Ireland went looking for them. So the least that Ireland can do is turn around and go, do you know what? Yeah, let's bring you over.
The least Ireland can do. Angela, whether you like it or not, she came here. Angela, whether you like it, listen, Angela, you're not going to show me down and you're not going to talk over me, right? I'm not one of these little blow-ins that you can talk over, right? Whether you like it or fucking not, she came here in a work visa. It covers her, Angela. It doesn't cover anyone else.
Trevor, you're not
a work visa.
Okay, but you're not appreciating the fact that this work visa was given to this woman because she kindly agreed. Because
we needed her.
We need her.
Is there no other reasons that she could have got Asian, no?
Meaning what? No, she...
Any other reasons that could have covered the kids?
No, she... Because she was needed in the health service, because she had the qualifications that made her suited to working here, because she had decent English as well, she was given a work visa to come here. But the point is...
And I respect that, Asian, but at the end of the day, when she came here on the work visa, do you think she would... Do you think she didn't know that she was the only one that was allowed to come at the time?
I don't know what you mean by that. Stupid. You know you're being stupid, yeah. You're making no sense.
How am I being stupid? Like, if they're coming here in the work reason, the people who bring you here are telling you, like, it covers you. It covers you. And then 3 years
I'm
time,
aware
you can
of,
have
okay,
your
I'm aware of that.
So, like, why are we changing the rules?
Trevor, okay. Do not know what the topic
and
is
Angela
about.
Alone has on this
Trevor,
podcast
no,
before
hold
said
on
Ireland
second.
Is full.
Trevor, the topic is about changing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
why should
is
we?
That okay for you? Do you understand that? It's changing the policy now.
And why should we change it, Angela? We don't fuck. We change enough things in this country, don't we?
Because we need.
I don't see any of them running for the exits, Angela.
Running for the what?
I don't see any of them running for the exits.
But why would they?
Yeah, exactly. So just wait the fucking 3 years and then you can bring anyone you want in.
No.
Your kids. Why?
No.
Like, why? Why do we have to change everything in their country to fucking accommodate? And listen, I've already told you on the show before, lads. If you want to come here and work and all, yeah, fine. But at the end of the day, you abide by air rules and air laws.
Okay, but tell me why, Trevor, because the more I think about it, I'm thinking to myself, why would somebody give up their life in the Philippines to come and work in this country and have to leave their kids behind? Why would anybody want to do that?
Well, lads, let's be honest, we probably pay more. Lifestyle is probably a lot better here than it is in the Philippines or anything like that, so that's probably more the reason why they've come here.
And why are you afraid of this nurse bringing her two kids over? How is that going to affect your life?
I'm not afraid of it, Jeremy, but at the end of the day, the work visa covers the one person, doesn't cover the extended family.
But
you will have to wait 3 years and then they can come over.
But
what is the issue? 3 years goes very fucking fast, lads.
Your kids aren't extended family, Trevor.
Your kids are your immediate family.
Immediate family, whatever. But she was probably told at the time it's only covering you. The visa only covers you. I'm not going to be able to go on a work visa to another country and then say after say a month or two saying, I want to bring out my family here. Is that okay? Oh, wait, no, I'm here on a work visa. It only covers me. Can I not change that, please?
Okay, Trevor, stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me bring in Michelle on this.
Hi, guys. As someone who went back to college very late in life to return to be a student nurse, I see firsthand how hard the Filipino nurses, the Indian nurses, the Saudi Arabian nurses work day to day to keep our healthcare system from being on its absolute knees. and how hard it is for them to be away from their family, watching them having video calls every day on lunch breaks with their family, like, because they're on different time frames. It's a disgrace, and they should be able to bring their families here, and I wholeheartedly support it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sharon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sharon?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sharon. What did you want to say on this?
They're coming over here to work, and I think if they can prove that they have a permanent job, sufficient accommodation to house their family, their children, and, you know, they have things in order, there should be no reason why the kids can't come over. And like, if they have a school place for them, you know, get all this stuff in order first. And then if they can prove that, then they can come over. Because I was up in the post office last week. I was posted off a Christmas present, and a guy comes in. Now, I think he was a Roma gypsy. I don't know. Him and his wife came in, and they had four or five kids. And they went up to the teller with their social welfare card and was given over €980. And that's not the first time I've seen that. So why are you chastising people who are coming over, professionals coming over, and making them leave their children at home? That's not right.
And it actually, it would strike you as being inhumane, nearly.
Yeah, your children, like, they're your children. And the reason why they're coming over here is because in the Philippines, they're not paid. They're paid peanuts. So they come over here to try and earn more money, and they work there. I worked with Filipinos in the hospitals for not only Filipinos, Indians. They work their arses off, and they're so obliging, and, you know, they're good people. And I think it's you're right, Adrian. It's inhumane. That's their children.
And to be honest with you, when it comes to the HSE having recruitment drives in places like the Philippines, and I'm only using that as one example of a country that we do turn to quite a lot, because the staff are well trained, the people are well trained. They've got,
and they integrate in society.
They've got very good English. In fact, it's even a Catholic country. So that's what it would be, one of the many reasons that we go to the Philippines. But why? I would have thought, if I could get a work visa and I could bring my two kids with me, people would be more inclined to go for it. We could be losing a lot of really good people because of exactly what we just heard. Making FaceTime calls late at night because there's no other time of the day to contact their kids. And it's just...
It's wrong.
And the more I think about it, the more I think of what a lonely existence it actually is not all the nurses.
Trevor wouldn't work away abroad for 2 years without seeing his kids.
No, of course he wouldn't.
Would you, Trevor?
No.
No, there you go.
But you expect...
But what if you have to? What if you're in, like...
If I had to earn more money for my kids, yeah, I wouldn't.
If you went over to the country and they're like, no, you're not bringing your family over, and you're saying to the country, but yeah, look, I have a house over here, I'm in a permanent job, like, these are my children.
Yeah, but a lot of nurses that are here... Sorry, what's your name?
Sharon.
Sorry, I'm not being bad, but a lot of nurses that are here are house sharing, so, like, they haven't got their own house.
If they could prove it...
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if I'm going to another country, Sharon, and they're telling me, okay, you have to wait 3 years to bring your kids over, fine, then I'm in another country. I have to abide by their laws, their rules.
No, but we're asking, should we not relax it a bit? That's the point.
It's morally wrong.
To be honest now, like Shannon said there with the post office thing, I think those fuckers should be kicked out of the country in a heartbeat.
And I think a lot of people would agree with you.
Just because they're part of the fucking EU. I don't give a fuck about that.
There's a family of professionals.
That's very true. If you want to kick out the bums, I'll fully support that fucking referendum or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you're coming here in a work visa and they're telling you it's 3 years and you still choose to come, then it's just 3 years. You have to wait. Three years goes by very fucking quick.
I know, but they have to. It's not like, oh, I'm just going over here.
Would that 3 years not give them time to save up, maybe to get a bigger house and maybe get schools in order and all? Like, you know what I mean? Like
Trevor, you said,
if you come in here on a fucking work visa and you have your kids with you and your partner's not with you, what happens to the kids then when you're working 16 hours a day? What do you do with the kids?
Well, I'm sure they can figure that out. Like, I know we keep on going back to Filipinos, but they're a great community, you know?
Most Irish people can't figure that out. And you want someone who's actually working 16 hours? Most of the fucking bums who sit on the dole.
Okay, Trevor, we were talking about the fact that in order to eventually bring your children, you need to be earning a salary of at least €40,000. An awful lot of our healthcare workers are earning €40,000 €10 plus. I remember talking to a doctor actually who is an oncologist. He's from India. He's one of the most senior oncologists in Ireland. He's been working here for the last 10 years now. He works in St. James's Hospital, and it took him 4 years to bring his children to Ireland. Now, that's just outrageous. Do you not think so?
Why? No, I don't.
Because he's actually providing cancer care at a very high level here in Ireland. He was brought to this country because we desperately need him.
We definitely need in our hospitals. I'm not disputing that. I'm not insulting anybody. But at the end of the day, when you come here on a visa that has these specifications to it, then you have to abide by them. And if you want to change them,
the majority of the people are saying no, then what can you do? Do you think that should be changed for people who come over and are professionals and their kids have got a school place? Do you think that law should be changed? That's the question.
No, I don't. I think it should be left the way it is, because the fact is, it's the way it is. It has worked and it's still working. So I don't see the problem, because as I said, I know nurses that are in bloody single-bedroom houses, and if you're talking about bringing the three kids over, it's not going to be livable anymore. So what are you going to do? Hang on, Shannon. Everybody in this country is now saying, we haven't got the room, we don't have the resources, we can't build houses fast enough, we can't get onto the property ladders, Irish people can't even get on the property ladders, and you want to bring in more bodies, and we have nowhere to put them. Well, we're going to start lashing up tents in Phoenix Park to house people.
But if they're needed, Trevor?
I'm not disputing that. I have said on this programme before, if the only reason you should be allowed into our country is if you work, pay taxes, abide by air rules, air laws. If you're not coming here to do that, then fuck right off. But at the end of the day, if you're talking about bringing in families where we are apparently at capacity now...
Okay,
capacity now, where do you put people?
Sorry, are you listening to what Sharon's saying? I don't know if you're actually listening. Sharon, say that again, what we're talking about here. Children.
I'm listening to Shannon, Jeremy.
You're not, because you're up in your soapbox there talking
about... Yeah, but I know a name, you don't.
I'm not talking about their brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. I'm talking about their children.
Literally.
I mean, right. And
you have to have a bit of empathy in, like, that's heartbreaking. You know?
Of course it is. I'd hate to be separated from my kids for 3 years, but at the end of the day, if I go to a country where I have to work and I'm told I will be 3 years before I can see my kids inside that country, then sorry, I have to abide by their rules, their laws.
Or
their fucking country.
Or you'd think twice about taking the job in the first place, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't, Jason, because I told you before, if I lost my business, and you know I'm self-employed, if I lost my business, I'm the last one to go on my business. If that goes under, I'm out picking up fucking chewing gum if I have to provide for my children. Or if someone says to me, go to a different country to work, I will, but if they tell me it's going to be 5 years before I can bring my kids over, I'll say, right, at least I can work my ass off, maybe save for a house, maybe save for a bigger fucking room, because like I said, people in this country are in single rooms, and you expect them to bring in 2, 3, 4 kids.
You're talking from a logic. You're not talking from an emotional perspective.
Can I ask you, Sharon, your attitude to the people who are listening to this now, who have a problem with migrants, full stop, who aren't seeing the difference here between these people who are literally sustaining and keeping our health service afloat, and then the guys that are arriving into the country flushing their passports down the jacks and chants in their arm.
That's who we should be focusing on. And 99% of the population will agree with that. That's who we should be focusing on. If the people who are here are not working and they're claiming social welfare, like I've seen that a few times in a post office, like over 1,000. And these people are not walking in, you know, in poor clothes. Gucci runners and... Do you know these bleeding handbags that they wear and all? Like they're not on the breadline. I know they're not on the breadline. It's clear as day.
Sharon, stay with me for a second. I want to bring in more opinions. I'll come back to you in a moment. This is Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Sorry, I won't be able to come on today. I think it's a good idea that their family should be able to come and join them, as long as they're in full time employment, and as long as the families that are coming can't get any access to social welfare. People saying that we've no room for them. Well, what we should do is stop the fucking freeloaders coming in first. Once they're gone, once we tighten up that part of it, then we can let people who actually want to work and actually want to contribute to society to come in. My line of work, I'm in a lot of kitchens. I know a fella, he's a chef. He's from Sri Lanka. He's over here working the last year and a half. His wife and kids are back over in Sri Lanka. They won't let them come. He said to me, if I came here and threw away my passport, all of us together, be perfect, he said. but I wouldn't be working. I wouldn't be contributing. The kids would be here with him. So it goes to show that if you come here legally and do everything right, you're a fucking fool. Just like anyone else that gets up and goes to work in the morning. You're only a fool doing it for the man that's on the fucking dole. So no wonder they're coming here illegally. When they try and come here legally, there's obstacles put in their way. So let's tighten up the illegals first and then let the people who actually want to contribute come here and contribute.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
I mean, I'll say probably what most people are saying. We have no problem with people coming in here as long as they're walking, but rules are rules. I mean, Jeremy's a rules-based man. We all know that. The most straight man that's ever walked on God's green earth. Okay, he's all about the law and the rules. The rules are the rules.
I know, but okay.
I mean, we all know, yeah. And she's keep coming up, the children. I mean, okay, as that last fella said, a chef, we needed him, he came over, he's not allowed. So do we bend the rules now for him, or is it just certain hard-string jobs that
Well, as the clip I played earlier on at the start of the show said, 5 years ago, These nurses and doctors from the Philippines were frontline workers. They were the most important workers in Irish society.
You all keep saying that. We know that, okay? You keep saying that. I hope everyone's been on the task ever since I've been born. And I was born in the fucking 70s, boys.
You're not listening to me.
Is the pay that bad? Is the pay that bad that we can't afford to pay us? I mean, one of the biggest excuses or reasons people do give, and I know a lot of people travel, but one of the biggest reasons is they can't get jobs, they can't get houses. So how can you sell this to people? I want to leave because they can't get houses, they can't afford. And you're saying, bring all these people in. Who's paying for all these houses? Like, come on, lads. I mean, our own can't afford to live here, but we're bussing them in, and we're telling them now, we're going to scrap the rules and let you bring in your families just because it's kids. And what happens then when they want to start bringing other members of the family in? It starts off with kids. We're bending the rules. We're going to bend the rules and let them bring their kids in. Now they want to bend the rules and bring their granny in or their mother in who's sick at home, and sure, she's on her own over there.
There's
a conversation for another day, and then you'll start pilling out that. Oh, but she's here walking, let her bring her granny, watch the hand. Look what happened to Europe, lads.
But what skin?
We can't afford to house everybody.
What skin is. Well, they're not being housed, they're working, and in fairness.
But they still need houses, Jamie. Where do these people live that walk? They need houses. How many Irish families are living in hotels at the moment?
Not everybody. Not everybody is in a council house. Some people actually rent their...
Is that a dig at me, Jeremy?
It's not a dig at you.
I go to fucking work. Remember, I pay fucking taxes 30 years in this country. Remember that. I've well paid my way in this country. And I've contributed more kids than most people who are going to continue to pay away in this country. The biggest thing is, that was a dig straight at me. By the way, Jeremy, I leave my kids all week for fucking work. I've left them for weeks at a time.
I've often said you're one of the hardest workers.
You're getting that dig in.
Can I make this point, because I don't want to be misquoted here. First of all, I've regularly said that you're a hard worker, Jason. Secondly, it wasn't a dig at you. It wasn't a dig at you. It was saying that the inference that you were making is that bringing family members over, it would be a lot of pressure on the housing market and on the council market. And I'm saying to you, do you honestly think that an Indian doctor who's a specialist?
Okay, Jeremy. But it's not just one. See, there you go again. What's the council housing that's got to do with fucking anything, Jeremy?
Because that's where people are finding.
It's not council houses. All these are going into private rent. They're on HAP.
Okay.
I mean, all the. Look what we said about the Roman gypsies. They're coming in fucking floods with the whole families, and we're dishing out money, and nobody's stopping them.
Well, they can't because they're coming from EU countries. So there's nothing we can do about that. But this Filipino nurse working in Vincent's Hospital wants to bring her two kids over because she hates the fact that she hasn't seen them in 2 years. What skin is it off your nose?
If she can pay for them herself, no problem. But the rules are the rules. When she signed up to come to this country, it was in it that you cannot bring your kids for, I don't know what it's a 3 years.
What's wrong with relaxing the rules a bit?
Okay, and then when you want to relax them for something else, what do we do?
Okay, Sharon, let me bring you back in on this. He's basically saying this is the thin end of the wedge. First we let the kids in, and then sure, grannies and granddads and everybody else are going to be coming over.
That's another day of work, you know. That's it's the immediate, it's their children. But
As a man who walks away from his children, Sharon, I know how hard it is. It breaks my heart when I'm leaving on a Sunday. I'm waiting to get home for 2 weeks. I know how hard it is. But what I'm saying is, I knew what I was signing up for. I can't now ring my boss and say, no, listen, I want to go home now every night because I miss my kids. I'd lose my job because my job entails that I have to go away from home.
Are you?
That is the rules. And sometimes I'm in the UK. Sometimes I'm in the UK, sometimes I'm here. I used to do Europe, I don't do it anymore because I have way too many kids now. But no, you know, I mean, I have to do it because I have to walk, because I have to pay for the council house that I'm in, according to Jeremy. So I know how hard it is, but rules are rules. We have to stick to rules. If not, what happens? If we've no rules, what have we got, Jeremy, if we've no rules? Anarchy.
But Jason, is it?
Yeah.
Rules are rules and rules should be followed. But the rules are not being implemented for illegal people coming over. They're not being implemented.
Oh, I know.
That's what has to be looked after first. And then we'd actually have a proper society where
Now the penny's dropped with everybody. Now the penny's dropped with everybody. You do things the way you're meant to do, the way society expects you to do them, and you get nothing. You're better off doing it illegally and you get everything. As one said, if he came over with his wife and kids on a dinghy and fucked everything in the ocean, he'd be in a house by now. But he done it legally, you get crucified.
How wrong is that?
Oh, come here. The whole thing is fucking wrong. Hold on.
It's an overhaul is needed in the social welfare, even in the health system, even with these people coming on here, working here. The health system is still...
Nobody has the backbone to do it. Nobody wants to take that challenge on because you know what the first thing's going to be said. You're either going to have Anto on here screaming fire right or everybody's a fucking racist. Nobody wants to have that hard conversation. What do? We are a small island. We are welcoming people. And people are welcome as long as they're walking. But remember, we are a small island. Like, we don't have the resources. Our schools are creaking at the second days. Our hospitals are falling apart. Our road infrastructure is that critical. Unless you put the walk down, what's the point in adding to until we put the walk down?
We're talking about people.
About kids.
Let me give you the example of the doctor that I talked about that's an oncologist in James's Hospital. The reason I actually know about him,
he's not on any council housing.
No, that's exactly my point.
Adrian, I have to get this council fucking housing thing out of this brick beside you. What is it about this council housing? You said these people are coming in here to work, so therefore they're not going to be going on council housing, Jeremy. So drop the council housing. I never once mentioned council housing.
Jay, again, I want to give you an example, and the reason I know this guy is he actually bought a car off me a couple of years ago, okay? And he's an Indian oncologist who works in James's Hospital. Now, he had to wait he bought his own house and everything here. Within 2 years, he bought his own house, and he still couldn't bring his children over. Now, tell me how that's right.
It's not fair. I can tell you that is not fair. He bought his own house, but they are the rules. I mean, you are the ones that are always on about the fucking rules, boys. Yeah, are they wrong? Yes, they are wrong. Okay. If he could buy his house in under 2 years, should he be out with his kids? Damn right he should be.
But he is able to. I'm looking at the oncologist's wages in Ireland.
Rules are the rules.
Yeah, but this...
As Trevor said, what about the nurse that's living? There's four of them in a house and the house sharing.
But Jay,
four houses gone off the market.
But Jay, this oncologist, who's probably earning in excess of 180 grand a year, okay, can buy a house after a couple of years. This man is actually saving Irish lives.
Yes. You're not listening to me. I know that. He could be a fucking brain surgeon, but the rules are the rules. Do we bend them for him or do we bend and then we have to bend them for everybody? So what about the fella who just has a mediocre fucking job? He's on 30 grand a year in a warehouse, right, from the Philippines, say, and he works 16 hours a day. Now he wants to bring his wife and two kids over. We know the cost of living in this country. He would not survive on that.
I would argue with you, Jason, that he is not what we call an essential worker. He is not
somebody that essential. The person who picks your food and loads it onto a fucking truck and gets it to a supermarket is essential, because without him, guess what? You starve.
I would deem them as essential workers as well.
Anyway, the bottom line is...
We were the only ones walking through COVID.
Okay, as far as you're concerned, Jay, no. Should we relax the rules?
No, it's not. We have to keep the rules to the rules, okay? I'm all up for rehashing the rules. No problem with that. That is no... But for now, the rules are that, and we have to stick to them. I'd have that conversation. Let's rehash them. No problem. If you can prove you can support yourself and your kids, go for it. After a year, go for it if you have a house. I know no problem with that.
Okay, but it's made, all you're doing is kicking the can down the road, because what's happening at the moment is they have to wait.
We haven't seen that in this country. Look at the fucking children's hospital.
I know, but the point is they have to wait 2.5 years to apply to bring immediate family members in as it is. Yeah, and we're arguing over just kicking the can down the road and making that maybe 6 months. Now, what difference would that make? What pressure would that put on the country? Those two kids are coming over anyway. It's just a case of, are they coming over in a year to keep that Filipino nurse happy so she doesn't have to cry every night onto Zoom? Or are they coming over in 2.5 years where that Filipino nurse is going into hospital every night, miserable, looking after your mother, Jay, looking after my mother, looking after Adrian's mother, miserable because she can't see her kids? What difference does it make if they come in 2 years or they come now? What difference?
But Jeremy, she knew that when she signed up for it.
Yeah, but
like, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense.
The reality of it is probably two for very
now,
different.
It's only two for now. That's that one. But how many Filipino nurses are here? And multiply that then by their family members. So it's not all of them. So what about the ones who don't have kids and want to bring their mother?
No, all right, Jay, that's not what this conversation is about.
Sorry, by the way, on a lighter note, Jay, I don't know about you. I wouldn't want to bring my mother or my mother-in-law to a different country if I was moving away. I'd be moving away to get rid of them.
You said that out loud.
But who in God's name, Jay, would go down to the immigration office and say, by the way, lads, I'd love to have my mother-in-law over here?
Eddie has been in touch.
But it's not as easy as that. I mean, you're saying there, Adrian, giving the example that, say, there's a Filipino nurse and she gives your mum great care, blah, 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 and she's paying into the system. But she knew also, when she came here on a work visa, that this was the situation. She made an educated decision, and now she doesn't like it. But also, say, for example, we do go, yeah, okay, you can now bring your two kids over and your husband over. As we all know, resources in this country are under stretch. So those kids, they sound like they're young. They're going to need school places. Not easy to get kids into school. People travelling miles to get kids into school. They're going to need doctors eventually. Going to need creche places. Cost a lot of money. And not only that, is her husband's killed. And now you have a nurse who is probably just renting a room in Dublin, will now need a house. Is she going to be able to afford to pay the rent? See, all these bills can't fall on the Irish taxpayer. You know, it's not as easy as you say. And by bringing more people in and they're all feeding into the pot, the native population are fighting with them as well to try and get resources. It's just it's a whole shit show.
Stephen is a regular listener to the podcast in America.
Lads, morning, how are you? Just listening there, and I was reading some of the comments too. You know, it's fucking hilarious because it's always the welfare heads that have a problem. You know what I mean? But yet they're pumping out kids like it's nobody's business. They don't work. They don't provide anything to society. They're complaining about council houses. But these people coming over are the hardest working people in the country. They're going in working a 16, 18 hour shift every day. You know, they're coming to this country to not only, you know, help our welfare, help our healthcare system, and provide a service that's extremely needed. But they're also come to the country to build a life. And building a life requires your family. So, you know, I think fair play to them. The bottom line is they're not going on any welfare list. They're not claiming social welfare. They're not trying to get a fucking council house. These are the people that are renting and paying taxes into society. They go and get their groceries every week. They go and they pay their rent every month. You know, these are people that the country needs. And you have fucking scumbags on there complaining about they're not getting my council house, all that bollocks. So it just goes to show how uneducated and stupid they are. Because like you said, and many people have said, next time you go to the hospital, see if you have that fucking opinion when someone saves your life. It's crazy, really, and it's just the whole right-wing agenda across Ireland right now is disgusting. Anyway, lads, cheers. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right, and one final message then from Rob.
On one hand, I can see their point. Like, 3 years to be away from your family is an awful long time to wait, especially if they have essentially got a career in Ireland. But as somebody pointed out earlier on Facebook, we don't really have the capacity in schools and hospitals to cater for that extra many people. So unless we greatly improve the infrastructure all over the rest of the country, I just can't see how we can do it.
All right, Rob, thank you very much indeed for your message.
Jay has just been back on, and I've just listened to the message in my ear about me not wanting to, which I take back. I didn't mean to say that. I wouldn't want my mother-in-law coming to a different country with me, because as Jay rightly pointed out, who would I have to mind the kids for free then?
That's a very good point.
I can't even argue with that point.
No, you can't. You can't.
It's free childcare. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I love you, Mrs. Mother-in-law. Carmel. Say hello to Carmel.
How are you, Carmel?
I love you, Carmel. And me
that's a real mother-in-law's name. Carmel.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you've never had a mother-in-law called Carmel.
I know, but it's a real mother-in-law name.
No, but it couldn't be.
Ah, it is.
So
Carmel.
Everybody has a mother-in-law
called Carmel, yeah.
Well, my wife's mother-in-law's name is Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret and Carmel, they're both mother-in-law names.
What's a mother-in-law name?
Margaret and Carmel.
Margaret and Carmel. There you go.
Healthy thank mother. You for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode.
Yes.